Dan. Thank you. Thank you, Dan.
Hi, Dan. Dan, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director, and Richard wanted me to get on the line here quickly to get you the details and answer any questions and also to apply a very reduced rate for your well-established business. A happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
A little bit.
Well, I'll be respectful of your time, but we're looking for one company to fill this particular listing. We cannot work with competing businesses, but our job right now is to find a company that provides masonry, brick and stone, and of course, we want to get your phone ringing. We need someone who can handle more business, though, at least a little bit here and there. Residential clients only is what we're looking for here. Now, it's a flat rate month to month, although you'll be verified and recognized by both Google and Bing, and you'll have almost 70 different destinations and directories, a Yelp listing, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. We will do a website for you. I know you don't yet have a website active right now.
I have one website.
It's old. It needs to be updated, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we can either promote the existing website or create a new one for you. But if you like your existing website, we can use it. We just want to make sure people see it, you know? We have to get it listed where people look, and that's just the first page of Google, right? And, I mean, let's face it, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. One job's going to offset the cost of our service. Now, you are willing to travel. You know, JR says 35, 40 miles, big towns and small along the way. This will include paid ads, Google paid ads. It's a flat rate month to month, no contract. Our job's just to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. Anything over 15 years is a 50% reduction in the cost of the service. We prefer to work with businesses that know what they're doing. You do quality work, and you can handle at least a little more work. So you'll see a savings of exactly $300, a little more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. It will, in fact, bring your rate down from what would...
A little slow, so going too fast.
Okay.
So how much you say? How much cost?
I haven't said it yet. I was about to. It's $299 a month. You're going to save $300 every month, taking the normal cost of $599 down to exactly $299. And like I said, I want to be respectful of your time, but I want to get you the details and answer any questions you have. So that $299 down, it's an exact amount. You're not paying for a lead. You're not chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. Living, breathing human beings will call you after seeing your website. They'll be calling you ready to hire you. And whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it's a flat rate. Now, JR here, or Richard here, he put in the note, said, of course, you're the sole business owner, but you do have a couple of guys helping you out, right? You're not the only one doing the work?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, right? You're 16 years in business. You do some pretty sizable jobs. You don't want to just be limited to the amount of work that you can handle. Now, you know, that being said, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on. And it's certainly not designed for a company that is starving for work. And I know that after 16 years, you've got a steady stream of people that have used you before and might use you again or recommend you to their friends. But this is for everyone else. You know, not everyone knows someone who's used you in the past. And not everyone will know the name of your company, although you've been around for 16 years. Most people, for the services they need, they just Google it. And they Google it because they don't know who else to call. And Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It is who we trust. And, you know, if you're doing pavers, if you're doing driveways, if you're doing concrete or, you know, brick and stone, tuck point, whatever you want to be found for, your company can pop up and get direct phone calls. Now, like I said, it's not a lead service. Calls will come to you, but it seems like JR attached a Home Advisor or Angie Leads over here. I mean, I know that that's a lead-based service. Are you using it currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
No, I don't like them at all too much. You know,
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, with that, like I said.
I'm just using what I need, you know.
I hear you. Yeah, well, with that service, you have to pay for the lead, and the lead gets sent to 6 or 8 or 10 of your competitors. So not everyone can get the job every time, right? Only one, and sometimes nobody gets the job. Sometimes it was just someone who was looking for a bunch of estimates to begin with. But when people are going online, when they're actively looking for a website and a company to call, they're going to see your business. Now, you said you've got a website. It just kind of needs to be worked on. Is it active online right now, and what is the domain of that website?
LendingStonework, I think.
Landim Stonework? Is that .com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I said, if you've got an existing website, we can promote it. But our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing. So it has to be on that first page. Most consumers do not go past that first page when they're looking for a product or a service. You are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads or the local map or individual directories, okay? Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So that $2.99 sounds like too much, you know. I'm just a little guy, man. Come on.
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. One job would offset the cost of our service, but I mean, you're servicing a good 35, 40 miles. I would be doing you a disservice to get rid of the Google ads. I could say, hey, let's just do it for, you know, $1.99, but you're not going to get Google ads, so you're going to be looking at maybe 10 or 15 miles. I don't want that for you. I mean, I know that you can't take on every job that comes your way, but certainly being able to take on the opportunity 35, 40 miles away so you can pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you, that's going to get you the best return on investment. So, you know, like I said, I wouldn't want to take the Google Ads out of play because that would keep you, you know, like 15, 20 miles. And if you really want to be found twice as far, we would want to do and would really need to do the Google Ads. But, you know, the only thing that I could say is this. The only price that I've got lower than an established business rate is going to officially need to be coded as a friends and family rate. It's the only thing that's in our system that's lower than an established business rate. It keeps the Google Ads in play, which I think is important to you. $249 is the friends and family rate if I can get that approved, okay? If I can get my supervisor to approve the $249, it would not be $299. It would not be $599. It would be the exact rate of $249, okay? So if I could get that $249 approved, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to prove it to you 1 month at a time, right? Get your phone ringing. I mean, our expense is going to outshed that $249. I mean, we have to get the directories, the 70 directories going. We have to pay for the Google Ads, even especially if I'm waiving your setup fee, which I'd be happy to do here, $249 out the door, okay? I mean, we have to earn your business for probably 2 or 3 months just for us to break even. We're not even locking you in a contract long enough to cover our costs, but I know that you're going to hit a home run with the service. Yeah, I mean, I just want the opportunity to earn your business. My clients stay with it long term, even though it's month to month. Nobody cancels on profit. So if I could get my supervisor to approve that $249, save you almost, $650 in your first month alone. I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you and simply earn your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
everything by phone, or is it possible we can meet?
Oh, no, you're going to get everything in writing, but we're going to do what's called a client interview. So we're going to have one of our technicians speak with you about the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement or motto.
Is it possible in person or no?
Could you repeat that?
Is it possible we can do this in person or no?
If you want to fly out to California, that's where we're headquartered. But as a Google Premier partner, we work all over the United States and Canada. So we're local to the businesses in that area. You know, we do have agents scattered across the United States, but I mean, you know, we're a digital marketing firm. Everything is done digitally, right? By phone, by text, by email. So, you know, we are going to talk to you, though. We want to make sure that we're branding your business. If you've got a logo or a, you know, a slogan, I mean, if you got a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. But, you know, what's unique about your business? If you want to be branded as, of course, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, you're experienced in the industry. So we'll talk about all of that, and we'll make sure that we're talking about that when we create the business information for your company. So people, like I said, will know who they're talking to. They'll know before they call you that you're the guy they should trust and the guy that they should call since you've got the experience in the industry. But from that point on, you know, you can upload photos, request content changes. You do have 24/7 access to your client dashboard. Not only can you track your success there, but you can request content changes too. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. There's a lot you can do through the client dashboard. Okay. So let me get a quick message out to my supervisor. I just want to let him know, and I'm not going to tell him that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or anything like that, but I mean, I'm just going to be honest with him. I'm going to tell him you're an established business. You tried paying for leads with Home Advisor Angie's. He knows how expensive and how poorly that service does for most businesses. So, I mean, I'm just going to be honest with him. You know, I'm not going to lie to him at all, but I am going to request the friends and family rate. He's been making this exception for some of the other pricing directors in this last kind of crazy year and a half. But let me get that information out to him, that request. But while I'm waiting for him to hear, to respond to it, and it shouldn't be but a couple of minutes anyway, is it Landa Masonry and Cleaning or Masonry and Stonework? I mean, how did you want the business to be branded? This is a great time to present a unified front for the name of your company. Like I said, it's going to be on almost 70 different directories. So is it Landa Masonry and Cleaning or Stonework? I mean, how do you want the business to appear?
I think we should pick the cleaning.
I thought so. The masonry, right? I mean, masonry is your bread and butter. That's what you focus on. And then, Dan, is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one you would want your customers to call? Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And it's a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on this number? Okay. And then Landim is your last name, right? L-A-N-D-I-M, just like the business name?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is a good email address? Now, the email address is really more for us to contact you, so it can be a personal email, but a business email is fine as long as you check it. What's a good email address for you, Dan?
Landy Daniel at Hotmail.
Okay, so last name, first name, at hotmail.com. And then when we contact you, we'll use phone, we'll use text, we'll use email. And if it's longer information, we want you to have it for your records, we'll email it out to you. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Text.
Text or phone. Okay, I'll put text or phone preferred. And then I wanted to ask you real quick, because, I mean, I know that you're service-based. You got to go out to that homeowner, that property, to do the work. No one ever comes to you. There's not a brick-and-mortar. There's no physical address you want us to promote for your business online, because I did see 2420th Street in Lowell, 01850. But now, like I said, that's not an address you want us to promote for your business online, right? No one ever comes to you?
No.
Okay, gotcha. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if it's a shop or a warehouse, if you don't see customers come to you, you know, Google doesn't want to list a physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. And are you wanting to be listed Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
Monday to Friday, you know.
Monday to Friday. Is that like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. I just heard the chime. So my supervisor has responded back to my request. Let me pull that up real quick. Okay. It says, Paul, for this well-established business, especially one that did recently try paying for leads with Home Advisor, Angie's, He says, I am more than willing to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $249. He says, I'm looking forward to helping this successful business continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online for the service that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time you use a friends and family rate. Now, that's kind of funny, but it's also true, Dan. You know, like I said, the established business rate is already below our operating costs, but I'm glad my supervisor is allowing me to drop it even further to the $249. You know, I know you're going to love the service. You're going to stay with it long term, and that's really what we're looking for, just the opportunity to make this as affordable for you as we can, just the opportunity to get your phone ringing. You'll have the tracking. You'll have the reporting. And like I said, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. So I know you're going to love the service. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, just to be clear, it would not be $299, it's $249. There's no setup fee, so that $249 is the exact cost to get started. In fact, it would be that exact rate every month. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. It's a fixed rate, so it'll never go up, not at any time, not even by a penny, okay? So like I said, I'm going to take a look at that client interview calendar. I will schedule that follow-up call. What I'll do now, though, is to secure the listing to read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer, Dan. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it's month-to-month, that the website, we can promote your existing website, that we are waiving your setup fee. Of course, you can stop me if you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question, although it is recorded. It is pretty straightforward, and then we can take it from there if that's fair enough.
Give me just a
second to get that. And, of course, you'll get everything in writing, too. Like I said, it's a month-to-month service. So, Dan, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Landine, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, could you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
Landine Masoner.
Okay. That's how I have it. And then, Mr. Landine, please state your name and your official title within the business.
How is the... hold on. So what's your one?
I have you as Dan or Daniel Landim, and you are the owner of the business, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just say
Dan.
Dan.
Okay, Dan. And then Dan, as the owner of Landim Masonry, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Dan, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Landine, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are, in fact, actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we do request that you agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Dan. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Yes, and as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie leads and the Home Advisor and that you didn't have much success with that. You know, the reason that we're asking is all the content that we will create for you. You know, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally or even more important is that we will also make sure that your business information online is accurate and consistent, Google compliant. Like I said, a great time to rebrand your business without the and cleaning and just the landing masonry. Okay. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Dan, we ask that you at least let us know. Now, that is fair enough, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning. We also do it periodically. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know, okay? Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply with my supervisor allowing me to go even lower, the friends and family rate, with it being a month-to-month service, and with the setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm waiving altogether, will be charged today, and that is, of course, the 26th of January, and the very discounted total amount of exactly $249. That is the friends and family rate for the platinum package. That is a fixed flat rate that will never go up, not even by a penny. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees either. And in fact, my company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 26th of each month, and that same exact discounted rate of $249, and once again, that rate will never go up. Now, as it is a month-to-month service and completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, too. Whether you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation, you can even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service, Dan, is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Lendeem, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Dan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. The only thing I will ask, because this is, I don't know, you live in California, I live in New England, you know. On this, like, on the winter, we don't have a lot of jobs, you know. So even we cannot work.
Well, I understand that, and the position really has historically only become available during the slow season. Now, there is still some work that you can do. Now, I know it's not your busy season, but the companies that are on the first page of Google do not really see a slowdown. There are still individual businesses and homeowners that are looking for services, and when you're on that first page, you're still going to get phone calls, okay? Now, like I said, we just need to get this up and running and get your phone ringing. But, you know, things are going to obviously pick up for you. But one job is going to offset the cost of our service, even for a couple of months, right? Spring is right around the corner. You'll be able to get more phone calls and do more jobs. You know, it might start off with just a couple of jobs in that first month or so. But after that, you know, like I said, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, as much work as you and your crew can handle. You know, when you get those phone calls, you can even be selective. So, like I said, I wouldn't have called you right now if I didn't already see the keyword research and the number of times that people are typing in the keywords related to the masonry work that you do. I already do know that the businesses that are on the first page will see a high enough percentage of those actual searches, indirect phone calls, and that's the hardest part of getting work, is to get someone to call you directly. It's what every business owner has only wanted, was potential customers to call them. So that's the work that we're going to do here for you. Like I said, it's month to month. If you get more work than you can take on, or if you need to pause the service seasonally, if you simply see, you know, spring slow to come, if February and March is still slow for you, you can pause it. We don't charge it during that time or after the fact, But we do want to find the one company to work with, and I certainly would love to get this going for Landy Masonry, especially with your experience, and especially since my supervisor was able to reduce that price for you, okay? So I'm taking a look at that client interview calendar, and then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover, Dan? What does work best for you, sir?
When your supervisor is going to call me, what's going to happen after that, after the meeting?
Oh, no, the client interview technician, yeah. Our client interview technician will schedule that phone call. We're booked up for the 6 o'clock hour. That's our last appointment. But tomorrow we can get you started as early as 10 o'clock or as late as 6 o'clock. And with just the one exception of 3 o'clock, we schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Just those basic questions and a couple of others. Did you want something as early as 10 or as late as 6 or somewhere in between?
Probably 6.
6 o'clock? Okay. So we'll schedule it from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. The call itself would get you a few minutes after 6, get you off the phone pretty close to 6:30, and like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. At 5 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 6, and I'm actually going to send you a calendar invite straight to your email. That calendar invite is really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, but it will say local / CIENG on there. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And like I said, the call is scheduled for 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. It should get to you within a few minutes after the top of the hour. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So
I can make it, they can reschedule the appointment or no?
Well, you know, we've got it scheduled for 6 o'clock, and if we don't reach you right at 6 or 6:05, we'll probably call you every 5 minutes for about 15, 20 minutes, and at that point we'll send you a text message requesting to reschedule it. But, you know, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about 25 minutes, so it does give us time to contact you in that first part of that 6 o'clock hour, okay?
Okay.
And then is the name on the card your name, the business name, or both?
Let me see what my think. Let's go. Give me 1 minute. Grab one. The can be American Express?
Yeah, American Express. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you want to read those 15 digits, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
37, 98.
Okay.
22.
Yes, sir.
40.
Yeah, okay.
15.
Okay.
52.
Yes, sir.
0.05.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
10/25.
10 of 25. And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
6786.
6786. So I've got 6786, 60786. I've got October or 10 of 2025, the expiration. And then, Dan, was the card itself 3798-2240-1552-005?
Yes, well.
And is that bill at the 2420th Street in Lowell 01850?
Yes.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
Both. Dan Landim, and then Landim Masonry, or Masonry and Cleaning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then in about a minute or so here, Dan, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It is coming through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd certainly like to give you that information now.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm good.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can also, of course, email the support team and email them 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. Okay? Now, you'll receive all of that by email. You want to read it back to me?
Yeah, 877-635-6225. Correct? You hear me?
It's option one, extension one. So the toll-free number and then extension one. Okay. And then, like I said, you'll get all of that information by way of email in about a minute, and it's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
The email address is support@localsplash.com. Okay, and then again, you can email 24/7. The email will get to our support team, and they'll follow up with you within the following business day. Now, you'll receive all of that by way of email, and you'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice is going to be sent out to you in writing, okay? On the invoice email, there's a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we went over in the voice verification, Mr. Landim, provided for you also in writing, so you can see that it is just the flat rate of $249, the friends and family rate, officially, no setup fee, okay? And then you'll also receive that link by way of text message. And then depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other of those, please just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things. I am also, like I said, sending you that calendar invite for that follow-up call to be scheduled at 6 o'clock tomorrow. You do not need to respond to the calendar invite, although it's okay if you do. It's just more for your records, though. It says Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. Like I said, that just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. It does have your username on it. Now, your username, Dan, is simply your phone number without the dashes, spaces, and parentheses, just the 978-804-3876. Okay, just the numbers. That's the username. Now, did you receive either that text message or the email?
Local Splash, welcome to you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the welcome email. You should have also gotten a separate email. It says Local Splash initial invoice. That's the one that has the link to the written terms and conditions on it. The system sends out that welcome email and the initial invoice at the same time. So it's a little confusing, but you should have also gotten a different email. And also the email triggers a text. So check and see if you got a text message too.
Not yet.
It shows in our system that it was sent out successfully. So it says, Local Splash, it says, Dear Dan Landim, thank you for choosing Local Splash. The invoice is located below this email. Do you see that one?
On the email, I have invitation, Splash.
Yeah, I sent you an email as well for your client interview. Did you receive a text message?
I did.
You did. So the text message, if you open that up, it goes right to where we want it to go, which is the local splash terms of experience, talking about the services, Google Business Profile Optimization, of course, keyword research, category selection, the different posts, the directory submissions. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. But is that the text that you see now?
The text I receive now says, local support welcomes you. Have any question, please feel free to call us at 877-635-6225, Monday to Friday, 724. PST, our email support, the local/.com. That's all I see
right.
from the...
That's the welcome email. I don't know if you can refresh it or not, but there should be one that says local splash initial invoice. I can try to trigger it again. You may end up getting two of them. Let me see if I can send
that's
that.
What I received only one.
You received just the one so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to send it out to you again.
The invoice is sent on an email. So the email says, thank you, your Joyce and Local Flash. Your invoice is located below.
That's the one. Yes. So in blue it says click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the click here, that's going to open up the same page that the text message would have shown you. But if you do open that up, that's the one that I'm looking here for, the local splash terms of experience, Google Business Profile Optimization. Did you click on the link where it says click here?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like I said, it's almost 70 directories. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, everything known to the public and unknown, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, it's all important to Google. The Google Ads are a big part of this. Like I said, we wanted to include the Google Ads, and I was glad that my supervisor approved the friends and family rate to still keep the Google Ads in place but make it affordable. So the only thing I want you to do, if you scroll down about two-thirds of the way, we did confirm that the mobile number, 978-804-3876, that is a mobile number, and you have access to it. But please do not click on the box below it, because that means to opt out of SMS or text messages. We certainly want to be able to send you the text messages. Really, all you need to do at the very bottom, above that line where it says signature below it, there's a box right above it that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, of course, the card in your name. If you do click on that box, it's going to want you to type in Dan Landim, or you can copy and paste it. If you type it into the sign box, the little orange-red arrow that points to that box, type in your first and last name there, case sensitive with the D and the L capitalized, or if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not put a space before it or after that. So we want you to click on the box. It says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Put your name into the box and hit confirm signature. Now, doing that now expedites the process because it allows us to get the Google PIN card sent out to you to verify that you're an active business in the local area and to also do what's called a NAP, that initial NAP-W on it.
I put the name. And then after 12622, so now I have to put confirm the signature, right?
Just at the bottom, if you type in just your first and last name and click confirm signature. The other thing that does, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that it is that flat rate of the $249, okay? So you're going to know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. So I want to walk you through that next step.
Oh, you put it, they say no accept because my name is Daniel, you know?
And
you have to, well, that's what I asked you. You said Dan. So, you have to type it in exactly as it appears. Just type in Dan Landim. I can put it in the notes so that you prefer Daniel. But no, it is case sensitive and it wants it to be exactly the way that it appears. So just for this one, type in Dan Landim. I can put it in the notes that you prefer Daniel.
Okay. Username 978.
Yeah, it's the phone number. Yeah, it is the phone number that we're speaking on. Again, no dashes, no spaces or parentheses. But really, you don't have to worry about doing that part. The reason that it's asking you for the username and password is it's the same dashboard portal, the my.localsplash.com, the URL that message is coming from. You'll be using that to access your tracking and your reporting, and the automated system actually thinks that you're trying to get to your tracking system right now, so it's asking you to log in. Like I said, you do have that username. There's no password generated yet. I think if you were able to put in a password, it would give you an error message that the page hasn't even been created yet. Like I said, don't worry about that. That's just the automated system trying to get you to your tracking. Within a couple of days,
so
we're going
to
officially...
No.
In a couple of days, we will send you your password. In fact, I could pull it up now. I think it might have been generated too, but we don't usually send it out right away. I can give you the password now, but like I said, if you type it in, it's going to give you an error message because your tracking has not been created yet. We have to do the client interview
first
to get that information. The default password is Big Leads. That's BIGLEADS. No spaces and all lowercase. BIGLEADS. That's your default password. And once you're in, you can change it. But I don't think it's even going to let you in at this point. It's going to give you an error message that your dashboard hasn't been created yet.
Okay. Just forget it. Send me on email.
Just forget about it for now, and we'll send you the email and the text when your dashboard has been created. Once there's something to track, we're going to let you start tracking it, but right now there's nothing up yet. So, like I said, it's just the automated system defaulting towards setting it. The next step is to be responsive to the phone call that we've got scheduled at 6. It might get to you at 6:05, 6:10, 6:15. If you don't answer the first one, they're going to call you back and call you back, okay? But I do want you to answer the phone because that's the last available for tomorrow, and if we don't get it, we have to push it out to Friday. I want to make sure we do the client interview tomorrow. Like I said, your success depends on how quickly you can be responsive to our calls and text messages, and, of course, how quickly you can respond to people that are trying to reach out to you directly, and you are going to get those direct phone calls. So, like I said, you're all set and squared away on my end. It's going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call tomorrow, shortly after 6 o'clock. But I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm excited to get this going for you. Very excited to get your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. And do you prefer Dan or Daniel or either one?
Whatever you, my name is Daniel, so it's easy to me remember. If everybody call me Dan, you know.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, Dan. Well, I appreciate you. Thanks again for your patience. And it is going to be, like I said, someone else from our interview team giving you that follow-up call tomorrow. But if you want to start thinking about photos, or if you want to think about, you know, if you have a mission statement or a motto, you know, what's unique about your company, most of the stuff you already know, like how long you've been in business and the hours of operation you want to be listed for.
Every day, you know. I want to trust you guys.
Yeah, and like I said, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., okay? You'll have 24/7 access to your client dashboard. It takes a couple of days for us to get it going, but from that point on, you can even request content changes and revisions straight through your client dashboard. You can always email the support team. You can also, like I said, call us Monday through Friday, 10 to 7. Now, when you correspond by email, please include your phone number or your username. Again, they're basically the same thing. The username is just the number without the dashes. Tomorrow when they do the client interview, they're going to give you the photos at localsplash.com email. That's directly to the photos department. But you can email anything to the support email, and it will get forwarded to the right department. But like I said, we do just ask that you include either your phone number or your username so we can get that sent out to you, to the right department there. Okay? Dan, pleasure speaking with you. Like I said, looking forward to getting this going for you. Please do expect that phone call shortly after 6 o'clock tomorrow night coming from our technician, and we'll get everything all set up and squared away for you. Okay?
Great. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Landim. You take care. Pleasure speaking with you. Thanks again for your time. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.